Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now.
Yes, indeedy. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist, I'm a nutritionist, and I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health. When it comes to nutrition, we're making lives better, helping a lot of people. Now, I have a lot of good stuff on special for you today. I want to start off talking about some new studies that came out on probiotic bacteria. Probiotic bacteria are very interesting. There's many different strains. There's probably about 30 strains available right now. Most of them are good. Some of them are useless. But the bacteria that you take as a probiotic work in two ways. One way is they get the job done and they die. For instance, Bifidobacterium bulgaricum doesn't last in the intestines. What it does, you swallow Bifidobacterium bulgaricum, and it's like a pit bull. Nothing against pit bulls. It's just tough, I mean by that. I don't mean it's mean. It's tough. And it goes after bad bacteria and bad yeasts and parasites. It kills them, but it doesn't survive. That's why I don't normally use Bifidobacterium bulgaricum. It doesn't make sense to me. Instead, I pick strains of probiotics that will go after bad bacteria and get them under control and kill them off, etc. But that these strange bacteria survive and they colonize in you and they stick around and offer you long-lasting protection. So when you take a probiotic, some of them don't last, but they do get the job done. They get the job you took them for done, but then they're gone. So they're no hope in the future. And others last a long time. So that's why we picked Lactospore. Lactospore lasts for a very long time in your intestines. It kills bacteria that cause diarrhea. It gets rid of a lot of crampy things in the intestines. I mean, it's just amazing. That's why we picked Lactobacillus rhamnosus and Lactobacillus plantarum and Bifidobacterium brevi. In fact, that's one of the first bacteria to colonize you when you're an infant, believe it or not. So it's always with you throughout your life. You want it with you. And then, of course, Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis, which is probably the most powerful probiotic supplement you can take. It brings back the immune system. It helps with allergies. It helps fight cancer. It helps fight bacteria. It helps fight viruses. I mean, it's a beautiful bacterium. So when we created the probiotic, the first thing we did was choose strains that stay with you. They last a long time. So they're defending you over time. I also picked these five strains for the probiotic HX because they basically cover everything that we know a probiotic can achieve at this point. For instance, some of these species migrate to a woman's breasts. So you swallow the probiotic. It's colonizing in your intestines. They survive. They're resistant to heat. They're resistant to stomach acids. These are really tough bacteria. They survive, and they start to migrate throughout the body. So within a week, they're already reaching the vaginal tissue. They're already reaching your urinary tract. They're already reaching your breasts. And in the breasts, they clean out really bad chemicals. And believe it or not, some of these chemicals you're getting into you through your deodorant, through your shampoo, through your skincare products, through your cosmetics, they're getting into you. And they look like estrogens. They go to the breasts, and they're dangerous in their breasts. They actually increase your risk of breast cancer. So the good bacteria, like the Lactobacillus plantarum and Lactobacillus acidophilus, Lactobacillus, different lactobacilli, migrate to your breasts within the first week, and they start to clean out the breasts. They're supposed to be in there because when you breastfeed a baby, you're supposed to pass along the good bacteria. The good bacteria help the baby develop an immune system, a good digestive system, and help protect the baby from allergies. They're also getting, within a week, they're getting over to the urinary tract to help prevent in the future, not right away, it takes them time to build up, in the future urinary tract infections, in the future vaginal yeast infections. They actually get up into your gums and help fight off gum disease and bad breath, believe it or not. Which is wild. They actually have really good effects on the brain. It's hard to imagine that bacteria in the intestines have an impact on the brain, but we now know there's a gut-brain axis. They work together. For instance, when your brain is nervous, you might get gas and diarrhea. And when your stomach's nervous, it affects your brain. So there's crosstalk there. And we're finding more and more that good bacteria in the intestines help secure long-lasting brain health. I mean, they're actually treating anxiety, stress, and probably even age-related brain diseases with probiotics at this point. So they're rather amazing. They also bring your immune system back. Now, I'm going to start off with a quote from Neil deGrasse Tyson. Neil deGrasse Tyson is an astrophysicist. You've seen him on TV 1,000 times. Very interesting guy. A little bit insecure, but I love him. He's the director over at the Hayden Planetarium. And here's what he said. One day I learned in biology class that more bacteria live and work in 1 centimeter of my colon than the number of people who have ever existed in the world. This kind of information makes you think twice about who or what is actually in charge. And that's true. I thought that was a stunning way to put it. You take 1 inch of the lining of your intestines, and more bacteria live on that 1 inch of the lining of your intestines than the number of people that were ever born on planet Earth. I mean, that's amazing. So what kills off good bacteria? A bad diet, because they need a good diet to survive. You know, you can look at vegetables in two ways. In one way, vegetables prevent cancer. You take vegetables in, and it helps prevent cancer. But in the other way, lacking vegetables causes cancer. And that's true. So why should lacking vegetables cause cancer? Not eating your spinach and your broccoli and your lettuce and your tomatoes, etc. Why should that cause cancer? Well, first of all, there's a lot of little molecules that are in these vegetables that normalize cells in the breasts and the prostate and the uterus and the cervix and the pancreas and the liver and the kidneys, and help prevent cancer. The thing is, a lot of these ingredients in the vegetables have to be turned on, have to be activated, in fact, have to be liberated from the food by the healthy bacteria. Just chewing the food and releasing your enzymes, etc., is not enough to release these valuable nutrients. You need the bacteria to finish it off. When they ferment the fibers and the vegetables, they release these really miraculous little molecules that protect us from cancer and viruses. But in another way, vegetables prevent cancer. I mean, in that way, vegetables prevent cancer. Vegetables have molecules in them that prevent cancer. So why should lacking vegetables cause cancer? That's really a different way of looking at it. Prevention and causing, different way of looking at it. Because if you lack vegetables, the good bacteria die off and the bad ones take over. And the bad ones are rather toxic. They cause inflammation. They're not good. Long-term, they're toxic. So a bad diet lacking vegetables will kill off your good bacteria. And that not only doesn't help prevent cancer, but it allows cancer to occur. A high salt diet kills off your good bacteria. When you have a high salt diet, two things happen. A high salt diet affects hormones in your kidneys, the renin, angiotensin, aldosterone systems. And you keep back all the liquid, so your body gets a little swollen, and you keep back all your salt. And the elevated salt squeezes your blood vessels and makes your heart beat faster and harder. So really excessive salt, because of its effects on the kidneys and on the heart and on blood vessels, does lead to strokes and heart attacks. I mean, don't get me wrong, you need salt, but people overdo it. People in London had a huge salt diet. I mean, people in London put salt on their bacon. Can you imagine how salty bacon is and they're adding salt to it? And when they cut down on their salt, when they did a large population study of like 11,000 people in London, when they cut back on their salt, the number of strokes and heart attacks dropped dramatically. They were using a huge amount of salt, much more than we use in New York. Irish people tend to do that too, Irish and English people. Now, the other thing salt does is it kills off your good bacteria. And when you kill off your good bacteria, a bunch of bad things happen. You can't control your appetite. Good bacteria release molecules like pyruvate that go to the brain and go to the stomach lining and go to the intestinal lining and tell the body you're full, you've eaten enough food. If you lack good bacteria, you don't create and release these molecules, acetate, pyruvate, and you stay hungry. You're hungry all the time. That's one reason why lacking good bacteria is connected to obesity and diabetes. And taking good bacteria actually helps treat a little bit diabetes and obesity. So not eating your vegetables kills off your good bacteria. A high salt diet, one glass of an alcoholic beverage kills off your good bacteria. So if you're drinking wine every day, you need to take a probiotic. But aging kills off your good bacteria. This is the University of Newcastle and the College of Health and Medicine, Launceston, Australia. It's a whole bunch of other academic research institutions, pharmacy schools in Australia. It's in the journal Biomed Research International. It's a 13-page study. And it shows that when you're born, you start to develop good bacteria within the first couple of months, especially if you're getting breastfed. These bacteria stay with you for most of your life. They change a little bit. You add more and more. But when you age, a whole bunch of things happen. Like there's changes in your body rhythm, your circadian rhythm. You don't know if it's daytime or nighttime. And there's hormonal differences and biochemical differences, and this kills off your good bacteria. Again and again and again, studies show that aging kills off your good bacteria. So does obesity. So does not having a good diet. So does diabetes. So does a high salt diet. Not eating vegetables. Using a lot of cleaning fluids in the kitchen and the bathroom kills off your good bacteria. They get into you, they kill off your good bacteria. And so do most drugs you take. At one time, we thought the only drugs that killed off the good bacteria were antibiotics. I mean, everybody knows that. You take an antibiotic, you need a probiotic. And then we found out over time that NSAID drugs, like aspirin and Advil, tend to kill off your good bacteria. And so do estrogens and other hormones. When women take estrogen replacement therapy, for some crazy reason, it kills off the good bacteria. So do corticosteroids like prednisone, hydrocortisone. So based on these findings, the European Molecular Biology Lab in Germany looked at the effects of 923 commonly prescribed drugs for diabetes, for high blood pressure, for high triglycerides, for high cholesterol, for pain, for sleep. They looked at 923 commonly prescribed drugs. None of them are antibiotics. 250 of these drugs were killing off good bacteria. So there's a lot of, it's not just antibiotics that kill off the good bacteria. If you're on five or six drugs, chances are one or two of those drugs is killing off some of your good bacteria. It's important to put them back into your body. It's incredibly important. So good bacteria, well, let's start talking about the immune system. When they gave elderly people good bacteria, within the first 2 or 3 weeks, their immune system was bouncing back. They gave them one of the strains. This is the best strain for the immune system, I think. I put it in our probiotic HX. It's called Bifidobacterium animalis, subspecies lactis. Here's a review of 4 human clinical trials. When you give this bacteria to elderly people, within the first 2 to 3 weeks, it restores their immune system. Their immune system is much better at killing a virus, yeast, infectious yeast, parasites, bacteria like bacteria that cause pneumonia or brain inflammation. Your immune system is much better at fighting off cancer cells. Your immune system is much better off at fighting off the flu or colds or diarrhea causing bacteria. I mean, it's really important. We'll be right back. Jerry Hickey invited. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, let's get back to the immune system. We need our immune system working properly. First of all, we don't want allergies to food, like to shellfish and shrimp. And second of all, we don't want allergies to dogs and cats or plants. You know, like right now, we're going into ragweed season. All the weeds are starting to germinate and release their pollen, and people have a reaction to that. We call it ragweed, but it's all the weeds. So one thing you don't want is a confused immune system that's fighting off smelling a rose or petting your dog. I mean, that's ridiculous. On the other hand, you want your immune system really harsh on viruses and bacteria to help prevent threatening infections, life-threatening infections like pneumonia, or even more common infections like the flu and colds and urinary tract infections. I mean, flu infections are quite dangerous in some people, like in elderly people and little babies. So right now, you want to start getting your immune system balanced and proper and ready to fight off viruses and bacteria, because we're getting into that season now. Most viruses do better when it's chilly out and when it's drier out. Believe it or not, it's drier in the winter months, and it's chilly, of course. So the flu virus does much better. Cold viruses do much better. Plus, we're all pretty much trapped inside, living on top of each other. So it's easy to spread these things. So in this report on 4 human clinical trials, giving elderly people Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis, which is in our probiotic HX, it's in the journal Nutrients, enhanced their immune system, was bringing their immune system back into working order. It was no longer broken, inefficient and ineffective like a very elderly person's immune system. It was working like a young person's immune system. In fact, like their natural killer cells were working much better. Natural killer cells are the first cells to recognize a cancer cell or a flu virus or a cold virus. So here's a study on little kids. They were aged 3 to 5. They gave them a combination of lactobacilli and bifidobacterium with a little bit of vitamin C over the winter. It's in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And they found that it reduced the incidence of colds and upper respiratory tract infections by 33%. And it reduced the number of missed school days because they were sick by 30%. Now, what about in adults? There was a review of 20 human clinical trials. If you took certain probiotic bacteria, like Lactobacillus plantarum, Lactobacillus rhamnosus, Lactobacillus sporogenes, Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis, they're all in the probiotic HX, it reduced the intensity and duration of upper respiratory tract infections. In fact, there were fewer adults and elderly people who took the right probiotic strains. It's not just any probiotic strain. It has to be specific probiotic strains. When they took those specific probiotic strains throughout the winter, they had far fewer colds, fewer infections with the flu virus, fewer bouts of pneumonia, fewer bouts of sinusitis and sore throats. And if they did get sick, it was a lot easier on them. The symptoms were less, it was milder, and it lasted for a shorter time. So you better believe I'm doing my probiotic in the winter. So here's another one. A probiotic proved better than placebo at reducing cold symptoms. I mean, same stuff. It's Indiana State University. And when they gave people a probiotic, they didn't get sick as often. They didn't get as sick. When they got sick, it was like milder and shorter duration. Same thing. And by the way, suppose you did have to use an antibiotic. When you use an antibiotic, it kills off the infection. Hopefully, it doesn't always. Depends on the infectious strain. But it also has a trend of killing off your good bacteria. And then you wind up with problems like diarrhea. When you take a probiotic, it treats antibiotic-related diarrhea. Here's 51 human clinical trials. The best bacterium for diarrhea related to an antibiotic is Lactobacillus rhamnosus. It also prevented Clostridium difficile infections. So let me explain what that's all about. Clostridium difficile is a very tough, tenacious bacterium that lives in your intestines. And normally it's okay. The good bacteria keep it in check. But when you take an antibiotic or a series of antibiotics and it's killing off all your good bacteria, the Clostridium takes over. It increases in number, and then it becomes really bad. It kills about 19,000 Americans each year in hospitals because it literally drills holes in their intestines. It's called collagenous colitis. And it's hooked into antibiotics like ciprofloxacin, which is cipro, norfloxacin, etc., erythromycin. But it also commonly causes diarrhea. They found out that the number one species for preventing diarrhea related to antibiotics, or preventing diarrhea in hospitals, or preventing an overgrowth of Clostridium difficile is Lactobacillus rhamnosus. And by the way, the incidence of foodborne infections is going up dramatically, and it's dangerous. So even though the Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration are trying to police the food supply, they don't have the number of people that can possibly do it. I mean, there's a lot of food coming in from China. There's food coming in from all over the place. Mexico, South America. It's coming in from all over. It's impossible to look at. I mean, even chickens. The Department of Agriculture and the FDA only looks at about 2% of all chickens. So what's growing on these different things? Well, Campylobacter pylori. That's commonly found on tainted chicken. Campylobacter pylori infects your lower intestines and inflames them and literally sets off an inflammatory reaction that can make you paralyzed. It's called Guillain-Barré syndrome. Guillain-Barré syndrome, some people get it, they get a little bit paralyzed. They get a little bit stiffened. Other people can't walk for a month. Some people it lasts 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Some people it never goes away. Their entire body is paralyzed. So, and what else is on chicken? Salmonella. And what's on vegetables? E. coli. And you can't wash it off. These bacteria penetrate into the lettuce and stuff like that. You can't wash it off. That's nonsense. And also, Listeria. I mean, you get Listeria on a bad piece of fruit or like not pasteurized ice cream or unpasteurized orange juice or something. You're going to be pooping for weeks. You're going to hate yourself. So taking a probiotic prevents these bacteria from getting a foothold. I had a rather adventurous fellow see me yesterday. And I took the guy aside and I said, listen, when you're eating in all these places, if you eat food that you think is spoiled somehow, immediately drink green tea. Green tea kills a lot of viruses and bacteria. Immediately take grapeseed, ditto, and take the probiotic. And that'll help prevent you from getting sick. I said I've done this many times for people. And I myself am an adventurous eater. I will go, you know, I'll go into like backwater places and go to places where the locals are eating. They're resistant to the bacteria in the food because they've been exposed to the bacteria all their life. I'm not. But when I travel like that and I become adventurous and I'm eating in all these shacks and everything on these rivers that nobody ever goes to, I'm taking my green tea, my grapeseed, and my probiotic. That helps prevent, especially the probiotic, it helps prevent traveler's diarrhea. It helps prevent tainted food from causing food poisoning because the incidence of food poisoning is going up. Now, probiotics have an impact on your brain. People contact me all the time. My kid's going to Yale. My kid's going to live in Princeton. What do I give them? I tell them three things. Phosphatidylserine, because that takes away the jitteriness when they have to take a test and it helps them study. So I give them three phosphatidylserine at breakfast. Lutein plus HX. That prevents their brain and their eyes from getting tired from all the blue light on their computer screen and their cell phone and on their, you know, on their high intensity, whatever they're playing, you know, all those video games and all. And a high definition TV set. And then the third thing I give them is give your kid in school a probiotic. If they're an athlete, it'll protect their immune system and help prevent them from getting nauseous if they're competing and it's a hot, humid day. And all of the kids in the college campus, it helps prevent all the viruses that spread throughout the campus. It helps their immune system work better. So when somebody says to me, hey, my kid's going away to school, what do I give them? I say, well, they're going to be piled on top of a bunch of sloppy people and viruses are going to be all over the place. Give them the probiotic to help protect them from viruses and help their immune system work. Give them the lutein for their tired brain and eyes. and given the phosphatidylserine so they could study better. That's what I say. Those are the three most important things for your college student. So here, probiotics mitigate stress in medical students at exam time. Now, I've read two big studies like this. One of them was in hundreds of students up at Framingham State University. And when they gave them probiotics, it was getting rid of their stress and their nervousness. They were doing better on tests. They were doing better academically. They were sleeping better. But this is medical school students. It's in the journal Applied and Environmental Microbiology. They're in Tokyo, and they're about to take their medical exams. They're about to take their medical boards to see if they could actually pass the boards and become a licensed physician. And when they gave them probiotics, it greatly reduced their stress. It greatly reduced their anxiety. They even found their stress hormone levels, their salivary cortisol was going down. So there is a connection. It's hard to conceive of. I mean, it doesn't even make sense in a way. But the bacteria in your gut, depending on what strains they are, have an impact on your brain. It could either be a bad impact or a good impact. So this is Rudy Tanzi. Rudy Tanzi is a very special doctor because he's the director of the Alzheimer's Genome Project at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School. This guy's brilliant. If you want to learn anything about Alzheimer's, this should be one of your sources, Rudy Tanzi. I've been quoting studies from this guy for years. He's brilliant. He's talking about how to prevent Alzheimer's disease, what you should do to help prevent Alzheimer's disease, okay? And one of the things he says is probiotics. Take care of your gut bacteria. Yogurt, a yogurt drink like kefir, he doesn't like it, so he takes a probiotic pill with live bacteria. So the reporter from CBS This Morning, it's CBS News, CBS This Morning, it's Ashley Welch. She's interviewing Dr. Tanzi. She said, but there's so many different ones. Which ones do we know yet? We don't know yet, okay? He said, it's a hot area. There are companies that have looked into it. And she goes, why would what's going on in your gut affect what's going on in your brain? He says, now he's a famous scientist who directs an Alzheimer's project up in Harvard, okay? He said, so it turns out that there is what's called a gut-brain axis, where the bacteria in your gut are creating chemicals that interact with your brain that do everything from determine your mood to control how much inflammation there is in your brain. So one of the things he's saying to help protect you from Alzheimer's is take care of your gut bacteria. Eat a good diet, get your exercise, take some probiotics, or eat probiotic-laden foods like kefir. I don't like kefir. Okay, now we're going to come back and talk more about the gut-brain axis, because it's real, and I want to spend more time on it. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health. Our probiotic is on special. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down, because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite? 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay. So this Dr. Tanzi, very famous researcher up at Harvard, he's saying probiotics is one way to prevent Alzheimer's because there's a gut-brain axis. And when you have the wrong bacteria, they inflame the brain. And when you have the right bacteria, they release molecules from your food that are really good for the brain. So here's McMaster University. And I also read you that study on Students getting ready to take their medical boards for licensing, taking a probiotic reduced stress and anxiety, and their salivary cortisol. It really had an impact on their brain health, right? So here's McMaster University. They're looking at people with irritable bowel syndrome, which is millions and millions and millions of American adults. McMaster University is a rather famous research institution up in Canada. And it shows that gut bacteria have an effect on depression. They followed the patients within 10 weeks, giving a probiotic, Bifidobacterium, strongly reduced symptoms of depression and anxiety. Within the first 4 to 6 weeks, 64% of patients taking the probiotic had decreased depression scores. I mean, it really means something. And when they did MRIs of their brain, it showed improvements in depression scores were associated with changes in multiple regions of their brain. Their brain was becoming healthier. I mean, this is decades of research that's leading up to these conclusions and these studies. So here's Frontiers of Aging Neuroscience. So far, I've read your studies. Dr. Tanzi, who runs one of the Alzheimer's centers up in Harvard, said take care of your probiotic bacteria. Giving probiotics to students reduced inflammation in their brain, reduced stress hormone levels, and reduced the symptoms of stress and anxiety during testing time. And don't forget, it's going to help their immune system fight off infections. You'll get more value out of the money you're paying for their college education if they take a probiotic. So here's Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience. And this is a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled human clinical trials in patients with Alzheimer's disease. And when they gave them probiotics, now it was a bunch of probiotics. When they gave them probiotics over 12 weeks, it improved their mini mental state exam scores. I mean, that's important. And it was reducing inflammation in their brain and in their heart and throughout their body. It was improving their control of their blood sugar. A lot of studies show this, and their insulin sensitivity. It was improving their blood fats. It was doing a whole bunch of things. Metabolically, these people were doing better, but they were doing better mentally. It shows you how important. There's evidence now that there probably is an infection related to Alzheimer's. About 15 years ago, I was reading studies where they were detecting certain viruses in the brains of Alzheimer's patients, which doesn't prove the virus caused it. But yet, older people with healthy brains, they weren't finding the viruses. Now, how would they find a virus in the brain? They would find the DNA of the virus. They find viral DNA present in the brain. So I looked into the original two doctors over in Europe, in Germany and I think Czechoslovakia, who first diagnosed Alzheimer's. Dr. Alzheimer's was the first guy to diagnose Alzheimer's. They thought that Alzheimer's was caused by an infection. They said, listen, there's a lot of things in common between Alzheimer's and infections. But now that's picking up steam. Let me tell you something. What's the biggest killer in neurosurgeons? Now think about it. How smart is a neurosurgeon? A brain surgeon. How smart is a brain surgeon? Off the chart, right? Off the chart smart. The biggest killer in brain surgeons is Alzheimer's. I think they're catching an infection that causes Alzheimer's. There's more and more evidence for this. It's picking up steam. We need to devote money to that, research money. Maybe the reason probiotic bacteria are fighting Alzheimer's is they're fighting off the bacteria or viruses that cause infections. Because healthy bacteria wage chemical warfare on bad bacteria. They release things like lactate and pyruvate and butyrate that kill bad bacteria, that kill bad viruses, that kill bad yeasts. That's how they do it. It's not that they outcrowd them. They release these things that kill them. Maybe the good bacteria are controlling the bacteria or viruses, we don't know yet what it is, that are associated with Alzheimer's. There seems to be a connection between Alzheimer's and an infection of some sort, the Alzheimer's germ. Now, a germ could be a virus, a bacteria, a yeast, a parasite. So when I say the Alzheimer's germ, I'm talking in general. But it seems to be possibly a virus. So it seems that a lot of adults get these viruses. But it seems that you need a combination of the virus and certain genes and inflammation in the brain for the Alzheimer's to take place. So it's always important to reduce inflammation in the brain. The right probiotic bacteria directly reduce inflammation in the brain. How would they do that? Traveling by your intestines is your lymphatic system. It goes directly into your brain. So the portal for your immune cells goes right into the core of your brain. So if there's bad bacteria steaming up your immune system, it's going to inflame your brain. The good bacteria calm down and educate the immune system. They're going to reduce inflammation in your brain. Regardless what's causing Alzheimer's, whether it's a virus, a bacteria, smoking, whatever it might be, a big part of developing Alzheimer's is a long stage of inflammation, chronic inflammation. The probiotic bacteria reduce inflammation in the brain. Maybe that's why there's evidence now accumulating that probiotic bacteria help prevent Alzheimer's. And what about Parkinson's disease? That's another very common brain disease. This is Aging Research Reviews. And they're talking about not having enough good bacteria here. And they're doing a review of human clinical trials, and they're going, our review basically shows that a lack of good bacteria leads to Parkinson's disease. Here's what they said. Here's how they lead off the study. Gut microbial dysbiosis. That means an imbalance of good to bad bacteria. Dysbiosis is an imbalance of the number of good bacteria to the number of bad bacteria. And always they mean in a bad way here. There's too many bad bacteria, not enough good ones. Gut microbial dysbiosis and alteration of microbial metabolites, in other words, the things that good bacteria make, in Parkinson's disease have been increasingly reported. Dysbiosis in the composition and abundance of gut microbiota can affect both the enteric nervous system and the central nervous system, indicating the existence of a microbiota gut-brain axis and thereby causing CNS diseases. Okay, so they're talking about the neuroinflammation when you lack healthy bacteria. Of course, the healthy bacteria help with diarrhea, constipation, gas pains, flatulence. I mean, we know all that. They help with food sensitivities, lactose intolerance. Our probiotic are really good. Are there other good ones? Yeah, but not as many as you think. You can't just mix a bunch of bacteria in a bowl. You have to study the strains and make sure they're worthy strains, and that's what we did. So our probiotic bacteria are on special today. You need one a day. I mean, that's all I take. If you take an antibiotic, you could take one twice a day, okay? Now, who should take them? People with diabetes, people with inflammation in your brain. That's a lot of people. People with obesity. Older people who smoke, people who drink alcohol, people with a bad diet. I mean, a lot of people should be taking them. Okay, now we have two products on special that scientifically have been proven to help you lose belly fat. One works with sugars and carbohydrates. The other works with fats. So that's pretty cool. So which one works with fats? CLA. CLA is an essential fatty acid that used to be in our food. It's no longer there. It's been farmed out because foods last longer when they don't have certain fats in them. So they farmed out these fats. And what CLA does, it's very interesting. CLA, you take two capsules with each meal three times a day, and it affects two key enzymes. One enzyme stores calories on your belly and on your butt and on your thighs. It's called lipoprotein lipase. Okay, so when you take CLA, which is supposed to be part of your diet, but it no longer is because of the way we farm, it inhibits an enzyme called lipoprotein lipase that stores calories on your belly, and instead it activates an enzyme called carnitine palmitate oil transferase that burns the calories in your muscles. So we used atonalin CLA. And they find time after time after time, this thing makes your muscles a little bit stronger. It's from safflower oil. It makes your muscles stronger, and it gets rid of belly fat. It gets rid of belly fat. So it improves your lean muscle mass, and it gets rid of belly fat. So here's the British Journal of Nutrition, And they found that 6 months using CLA helped get rid of belly fat in obese patients. 6 months of using CLA. Now, the thing is, I have about 20 studies like that, but they're all the same. We have scientifically proven CLA. And human clinical trials, about 20 human clinical trials, it's called Tonalin. People who took this CLA literally burnt belly fat, and their muscle strength improved. Was it dynamic? The effect on belly fat is dynamic. The effect on muscle is a little bit. But would you rather have the calories sitting on your belly and on your butt, or would you rather burn it for muscle energy? So nothing tells you these results like letters from our clients. We have clients all over the country. We have clients all over the world. Here's Robert. I have taken your research-verified CLA for over 3 months now. I've lost 25 pounds. I've regained my energy levels, plus I've lost appetite for sweets and high-carb foods. I've tried other supplements for weight loss, but none work like your CLA. I'm 67 years old. I'm pre-diabetic. I feel better now than ever. My doctor said if I lose 30 pounds, he will take me off my blood pressure medication. And your CLA is so easy to use, and my blood pressure is lower now than it has been a long time because of my weight loss. Thank you, Jerry. You're welcome. Here's Tim. I've been taking your CLA, 1,250 milligrams a day now for a week, and so far I seem to have increased energy and less food cravings. I will update you later with details about how it helps with my fat loss. Well, there you go, Tim. Please keep me in the loop. Here's somebody who only sent me their email name, which doesn't make any sense. But here's what she said. I'm a female. I'm over 45. So far, so good. And the past month, I've lost 16 pounds. Here's Martha. I've been just 1 month taking two of your capsules twice a day with breakfast and lunch. I have to add that I have a controlled diet now of 1,600 calories per day, low in carbs and fats. My diet was working slowly, so I decided to include your CLA. Since I added it, I've seen an improvement. In 1 month, I've lost 3 kilos. Now, 3 kilos is just about 7 pounds. Of pure fat loss, my muscles still are intact. For me, it is not easy to lose weight, so it is worth taking your product. Well, there you go. The effects are real. Here's Rashid in Yonkers. I'm losing fatty tissue and turning to more muscle mass than before thanks to your product, CLA. He's been on it for 3 months. Here's Marco in Brooklyn. He's on both products that are on special, the CLA for fat and the Phase 2 for sugars. I'll read you the letter when we come back. Jerry Hickens, please. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, I'll read you a couple more letters. CLA works with fat calories, and it affects an enzyme called lipoprotein lipase, and then that enzyme can't store the calories on your belly. And instead, it activates an enzyme in your muscle called carnitine palmitoyl transferase that burns the calories for energy in your muscles. So your muscles get a good impact. They get a benefit. And your belly loses fat. So here's Natalie. She lives in Brooklyn, but she works at Bloomingdale's. And she's been on the CLA for 3 months. She said, I have tried a lot of products to lose weight, and I found that the Invite CLA is the best on the market. Your nutritionist recommended the CLA 3 months later, I've lost plenty of weight. He promised me that I would lose the weight and burn the fat in time for a wedding in the fall, and he is correct. Thanks again. Here's Marco in Brooklyn. He's on a CLA and a phase two. They're both on special. These products have helped me lose weight. They've greatly helped. My energy level has picked up, and I'm able to exercise more. I've lost between 15 to 20 pounds. Great products. I've done this in 2 months. That's a real result, okay? That's a real result. I started using the phase two a week ago, and I already feel a difference. I'm telling you, my appetite is more under control. I take two phase two with a big glass of water about 15 minutes before I eat, and it blocks the absorption of some of the sugar. So I'm using phase two. I'm not using the CLA. Maybe I should use the CLA. It'll help me out. In fact, you know what? I'm going to start the CLA today. My kid's getting married in 2 months. So I have to look good in my tux. I haven't tried the tux on for a while, so. It's like those guys trying to get back into their army uniform, you know? That's struggling. I'll pop a button on the belly. The phase two comes from non-GMO white kidney beans, Phaseolus vulgaris. And it works. It doesn't upset your stomach. It doesn't make you gassy. It blocks the absorption of some of the sugar in your meal. So the sugar that's in bread or spaghetti or ramen noodles or rice or cereal or dessert, it blocks the absorption. Or even beans and carrots, you know, sugary peas, sugary vegetables, fruits. It blocks the absorption of sugars from these foods. So it helps you lose weight. It also helps slow down the absorption of sugar. If you slow down and decrease the absorption of sugar, you're going to help people with diabetes control their blood sugar better. We're finding some additional benefits from the phase two, just like with the CLA. People are getting their appetite disciplined, they're losing their carb craving. You know, a lot of people have carb craving. They go home from work at night and they eat an orange and then they eat a banana and then they're eating yogurt and then they eat a cookie and they just can't stop. And they've eaten like a whole wedding's worth of calories after dinner every night. Well, it's odd, but both the phase two and the CLA seem to get the carb craving under control and help you control your appetite. I'll have to talk about it in the future. We've gotten it. You know, we sell a lot of health products. Fitness products like Fitbits and stuff like that. We sell heart defibrillators and blood pressure monitors. One of the things we just got in are these plates that fool the brain and make you think you have more food on the plate. And there's these little sections on the plate where you put your vegetables, you put your carbohydrate, you put your protein like fish or meat, and it helps guide you. It helps you control what you eat. You lose weight with these plates. It's great. It really is. I mean, this is a simple one. Today, plates are huge, and psychologically, people fill the plate. Otherwise, they feel like they haven't eaten. It's true. They've done studies on this. This plate has like a motif around it that makes you feel like you filled the whole plate. It fools the brain. The brain isn't as hungry. And it has sections where you put each food. And that alone helps you control your weight. That helps you get rid of fat, believe it or not. It's weird, but it's true. I mean, they've done the psychological studies on these things. They've done the weight studies on these things. But phase two will help a lot. Phase two does, none of these products have stimulants. We don't use stimulants. We don't use antihistamines. You know, you go into the pharmacy and they're giving you stimulants that can raise your blood pressure, even trigger a stroke. They're giving you antihistamines to control your appetite. Those things can rob you of memory. They could destroy your memory part of your brain, believe it or not, over time. We don't use those drugs. We have something natural, non-GMO white kidney beans. You have to remove a lot of it and concentrate it and purify it. And then we put in capsules, and it absolutely works. I mean, they've even studied this up at the Mayo Clinic. Here's a 24-week randomized controlled placebo-controlled study, human study. The first 12 weeks, I'm sorry, it's a 36-week study. The first 12 weeks was weight loss, and the next 24 weeks was to keep the weight off. So 3 months for weight loss on a diet, and then 6 months helping to keep the weight off. And what'd they do? At first, they put him on a fairly controlled diet. Not super diet, but a fairly controlled diet. And people lost weight. And so that's for 3 months. And then over the next 6 months, they wanted to help him keep the weight off. So they put them on almost a normal diet, but still reduced calorie and better food choices. So here's what happened. Half of them got placebo. The other half got phase two. The people on placebo with the diet lost 6 pounds. The people on the same diet for 3 months, but with phase two, lost 12 pounds. But here's the thing. They continued to take the placebo and the phase two in that 24-week period where they were trying to help prevent you from regaining the weight. The people on the placebo started gaining the weight back. The people on the phase two continued to lose weight. That's human clinical trial. So here's the journal Nutrition Research. They reviewed 10 human clinical trials. Phase two absolutely reduces the absorption of sugar, calories, and carbohydrates. Phase two promotes weight loss. And it cuts your glycemic index. In other words, it helps you control your blood sugar. And the FDA actually allows us to make claims. Now, here's proof, absolute proof. This is a veterinary medical journal. And when they gave dogs phase two, they lost fat. Now, obviously, the dog doesn't swallow a capsule. They added the phase two to the dog's chow. And they call it Vet Slim. It's the same stuff. It has phase two in it. It's a starch blocker. And when they added the phase two, within 2 months, the dogs lost 3 pounds. They said the average weight loss for the dogs was 3 pounds. That's perfect for most dogs. But the phase two works for my clients. Here's, I'll read this one because this guy's a medical doctor. His name is Jack. After undergoing years of steroid therapy for my chronic asthma, I had reached a weight of 340 pounds. The steroid treatment for my asthma destroyed my metabolism, and nothing I tried could help me control my weight. So this guy's a medical doctor. I then discovered phase two and read several of the initial research studies on the white kidney beans, including the study performed at the Mayo Clinic. After being convinced of the safety and effectiveness of your product, I tried it. I lost 7 pounds in my first week. 1 year later, I've lost 50 pounds. I plan to continue to use your phase two until I reach my target weight and will use it to maintain my target weight thereafter. Not only have I lost weight and inches, I have gained stamina. I've noticed more energy and I have less cravings for food with your phase two. I just don't eat as much as I used to. Here's somebody over the holidays. Okay. Her name is Kelly. I purchased and used your phase two over the winter holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, in an attempt to fend off that extra holiday weight gain. Normally, I put on anywhere from 5 to 6 pounds during this time. Anyway, I took your phase two before my carb-heavy meals, and in January, when I had weighed myself, I was surprised to see that I had gained no additional holiday pounds. This was a first for me. So she only gained 6 pounds. She didn't gain any pounds, even though she was eating all those wonderful cookies from her favorite aunt and all that, and the Christmas puddings and all. I'll read one more. Mary Kay. I love starchy foods and could not stay on a high protein diet. I tried several other diets over the last 10 years without being able to shed pounds. I started taking two of your phase two capsules before my meals. I lost 30 pounds in 3 months. I mean, come on. This stuff is real. So here's what's on special. Probiotic. Now, probiotic's interesting because it does help you with weight loss because it helps control your appetite. Study after study shows that even with a good diet, it's hard to lose weight unless you have the right bacteria. So probiotic bacteria, it also helps train your immune system. Hey, winter's coming. Phase two for the sugars, CLA to burn fat. We even had fish oils on special today. I didn't even get to talk about that. Thanks for listening. God bless. Talk to you again tomorrow. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite Nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-745-1676. The number for Invite, 800-745-1676. That's 800-745-1676. Please visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, on Long Island, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post info and studies on our website, invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WLIB. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent radio shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-745-1676. You've been listening to Invite Radio. And remember, 7 days a week in all our beautiful stores, we have professionals available for your health and nutrition needs. You'll enjoy your visit to Invite Health because we'll make it better. And when you can't come in, give us a call at 1-800-463-7575. And here's today's special. Buy one bottle of any of today's featured items at suggested retail and get the second bottle at 50% off. Call now and get free shipping and a free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. The number for Invite, 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in a promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's specials, our number again is 800-373-8989.